merciful heart. She waves down at Sitta like she's just spotted an old buddy. Sitta stands in the moonlight and lets the Blessed Mother love every hair on her 6-year-old head. For one fleeting, luminous moment, Sitta Walker knows that there has never been a time when she has not been loved. Tap Dancing Child Abuser. That's what the Sunday New York Times from March 8, 1993, had called Vivi. There'd been no sign the theater critic would go for blood. Roberta Lytle had been so chummy, so sisterly during the interview that Sid had felt she'd made a new girlfriend. After all, in her earlier review, Roberta had already proclaimed the production of Women on the Cusp, which Sitta had directed at Lincoln Center, to be a, quote, miraculous event in American theater. As Sitta lay in the bed, her cocker spaniel, Huey Lean, crawled into the crook formed by her knees. For the past week, the cocker had been the only company Sitta wanted. Not Connor McGill, her fiancé, not friends, not anybody. Just the dog she'd named in honor of Huey Long. For the umpteenth time that week, Sitta punched in the number of her parents' home at Pecan Grove. For the first time, she actually let it ring through. At the sound of her mother Vivi's hello, Sitta's stomach began to cramp. "Mama, it's me." Without hesitation, Vivi hung up. Sitta punched automatic redial. Vivi picked up again, but did not speak. "Mama, don't hang up. I'm really, really sorry. There is nothing you can do or say to make me forgive you," Vivi said. "You are dead to me. I have cut you out of my will. Do not be surprised if I sue you for libel." "Mama, please. Look, I can't control the New York Times. Did you read the whole thing? Did you read the part where I credited you for my creativity? Mama, they ate it up when I talked about how you put on your tap shoes and danced for us while you fed us in our high chairs. They loved it." "You lying little bitch. They loved it when you said, 'My mother comes from the old Southern school of child rearing, where a belt across a child's bare skin was how you got your point across.' They loved it when they read, 'As the battered child of a tap-dancing child abuser of a mother, Sitta Lee Walker is no stranger to family cruelty.'"
"Mama, I never meant to hurt you. I swear I..."
"You goddamn self-centered liar. It is no goddamn wonder every relationship you have falls apart. You have a cruel soul. God help Connor McGill." Sitta got out of the bed, her whole body shaking. "What I said was not exactly a lie, Mother. Or have you forgotten the feel of the belt in your hand?" Sitta could hear Vivi's sharp intake of breath. "My love," Vivi said, "was a privilege that you abused. I have withdrawn that privilege. I wish you nothing but unending guilt." Sitta heard the dial tone. She stood frozen in place. The sounds of midtown Manhattan down below, the cold March light of the city fading around her. After years of directing plays in regional theaters from Alaska to Florida, after numerous off-Broadway productions, Sitta had been ready for the success of Women on the Cusp. When the play finally opened at Lincoln Center that February, it was to unanimous golden reviews. Roberta Lytle's initial review of the play had fawned over Sitta's work. How could Sitta have known a month later that the reporter would snake her way into her psyche, extracting information that Sitta normally shared with only her therapist and close friends? After the offending profile, Vivi and the rest of her family canceled their block of tickets to the play. Sitta did not hear from her brother Little Shep or her sister Lulu. She heard nothing from her father. The only relative she heard from was her baby brother, Baylor. He said, "It's nuclear, Sitto. Vivi Dahlin always wanted to be in the New York Times, but this ain't what she had in mind." April 18th, 1993, New York City. "Dear Mama, please forgive me. I never meant to call.